Hillary Clinton is no stranger to scrutiny, and once again, her appearance is creating controversy. Last week on the Senate floor, Clinton wore a low-cut blouse that showed a little bit of cleavage, if you look closely there. A Washington Post-style reporter wrote about the wardrobe choice. The Clinton camp fired off a letter to supporters, calling the piece grossly inappropriate and asking for money to help her win. Let's go to Chris Feliza, who writes the blog The Fix for WashingtonPost.com. Thanks for joining us, Chris.
Thanks for having me, Cameron.
So is this a wardrobe malfunction, or has the senator capitalized on a hit there?
Well, where we are, I think, in politics is that the celebrity culture of sort of who's wearing what and how they're wearing it is something that we're focusing on more than ever before. You know, the Hillary Clinton thing is the latest example, but if you remember back to earlier in the campaign, we had Barack Obama in a swimsuit coming out of the water on vacation in Hawaii, and the question was, well, is that appropriate? Is it inappropriate? So, and never forget the ongoing debate over John Edwards' haircut. So it's something that's out there. I think Senator Clinton faces probably a little more scrutiny because she is a woman. She's the only woman in the field. She's the first woman who's seen as having a really legitimate chance at winning the presidency. So those things all factor in as well.
Well, Chris, Senator Obama was at the beach, and you've got Senator Edwards' haircut. Is it creepier, though, when you're talking about a woman's cleavage as opposed to someone appropriately dressed at the beach?
Right. I think it gets into sort of more of a gray area, certainly. And again, it's the struggle I think we in the media have with how to cover these campaigns. The reality is that personal characteristics do tend to matter. People are interested in it, but at where do you draw the line? And again, just because Hillary Clinton is sort of a trailblazer in this regard, she is the first woman seen as a front runner in the presidential race, drawing that line is different for her than it might be for some of the men in the race. John Edwards, during the last debate, said he didn't like Hillary's coat. Well, would he have said that about a man? Probably not.
It's interesting. Well, you know, this set, you said, where do you draw the line? Maybe the line is drawn between the genders. Take a look at what happened yesterday on Meet the Press. Quite a heated exchange when this came up.
We make decisions every morning on what we put on and how what sort of image we want to project. And unfortunately, in our society, women are scrutinized in a way that men aren't.
This was so marginal. This was like microscopic evidence.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to defend that column, too.
Inappropriate attire.
I'm going to defend that column, too. When you look at the calculation that goes into everything that Hillary Clinton does, for her to argue that she was not aware of what she was communicating by her dress is like Barry Bonds saying he thought he was rubbing down with flaxseed oil. Okay?
Sometimes a blouse is just a blouse.
Yeah. I think that's right. Sometimes a blouse is just a blouse. But take a look at this comparison of blouses, Chris. Earlier this month, Jackie Smith, Britain's first female home secretary, wore a much more revealing blouse to the House of Commons. You can see the comparison. So I'm going to put you on the spot. What's your judgment in the way the British press handles something like this in here?
I think that it's always going to be hard, and we're probably not always going to get it right. But I have to say, I'm probably as cynical a reporter in politics as they come. But I do think that sometimes a blouse is just a blouse. And I don't think Senator Clinton wore this outfit to send a particular message, sexual or otherwise. Now, I could be proven wrong in the long run, but I would be stunned if that was the case.
All right. Thank you very much, Chris, for talking with us on this topic.